tonight's game between the South Shelby Cardinals and the Knox County Lady Eagles is brought to you by these fine sponsors: Bobby D. Clark, CPA in Edina, Cardwell Lumber, Citizens Bank of Edina, Eagles Nest in Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, The Farm Shop in Edina, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, and Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, and Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina. Now back to North Shelby, where Donnie Middleton is standing by.
And welcome back, everybody. 34th annual Highland North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's the third game of the night. It's a girls' game. Number one seed, South Shelby Ladybirds, taking on the number eight, Knox County Lady Eagles. Taking a look at the starting lineup, first four, South Shelby. And they have a winner, the senior, Miranda Patterson, a senior, Belle Walsh, a sophomore, Kaylee Gaines, a senior, and Millie Mercy Williams, a senior. So Hannah Wickman, Miranda Patterson, Belle Walsh, Kaylee Gaines, and Millie Mercy Williams. The Lady Birds are 12-2, and coached by Luke O'Loughlin. For Knox County, it'll be Brianna Miller. She's a senior. Savannah Sragg, a junior. Miley Miller, a freshman. Kennedy Parrish, a freshman. And Abigail Becker, a junior. And the Lady Eagles, 0-10, and coached by James Dent. So we're set to play basketball. Game number three from the 34th annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. As Mosey Williams, who jumps center against Abigail Becker. As the ball is up, it is controlled by South Shelby. As Belle Rouse will bring it across the timeline. Rouse gets the ball inside to Rouse and lost a handle on it. Stolen away by Miley Miller of Kennedy Parrish. Parrish gets the ball down to Savannah Sragg on the right block. Now Miley Miller for three, an air ball. It hits Abigail Becker, goes out of bounds. Now it's going to be South Shelby basketball as Miranda Patterson will bring the ball across the timeline. Patterson gets the ball to Gaines on the right wing. She'll try a three on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound, and Rouse comes away with it. The Gaines, as they get it inside, Mosey Williams stood back out to Patterson, just airmailed it over Miranda's head and out of bounds. So pressure by South Shelby. Kennedy Parrish across the timeline. Brianna Miller on the give and go back to Parrish. Put up a shot. Missed it, but due to foul. It's the foul, I think it's going to be on Mosey Williams. Yes, it will. So first foul on Mosey Williams, and Parrish at the line. First shot up. Pinballs in and out. No good. No score in the ball game. We're just about a minute in. As Parrish, second free throw on the way, missed it. And Mosey Williams comes off the rebound, gives it to Patterson. Patterson in a hurry across the timeline, gives it out to Wigman on the left wing. Back to Patterson between the two circles. Patterson to Wigman. Mosey Williams on the left baseline. Kicks it out to Gaines. Now Patterson for three. On the way, no good. And the rebound comes off to Rouse. Puts it back up and got it. Belle Rouse with 2 points. Miley Miller brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Brianna Miller on the left, right wing. Brianna kicks it back out to Parrish. Parrish takes it to the right wing beyond the arc. Brianna Miller top of the key. Miley Miller gets it inside to Becker. Becker tried to get it back out. Intercepted by Wigman. Wigman fans out to the wing. Finds Patterson for three off the left wing. No good. Mosey Williams with the rebound. They're put back, no good, but a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Abigail Becker. So that's the first foul on Becker. First shot up, no good. Second by Mosey Williams, got it. So first point points for Macy Williams. Now inbound pass. Takes her by South Shelby. Came in to Savannah Sprague, and she was immediately tied up by Patterson. Kennedy Parrish will inbound. Looks for somebody. Still looks. Bounce pass in to Miley Miller, right through Miller's hands and out of bounds. So it's going to be South Shelby basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline. Hannah Wigman will inbound to Patterson. There's a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Miley Miller. So Miller picks up her first foul. Wigman again will inbound to Patterson. Top of the key to Wigman. To Mosey Miller on the left side of the circle. Now Patterson to the free throw line down to the left block. Kicks back out to Wigman. To Gaines, top of the key. Patterson on the left wing. To Wigman. Inside to Mosey Miller. Back to Patterson. Steps into a three. No good. Mosey Williams, the rebounder. Put back, no good. And Abigail Becker off the rebound. To Kennedy Parrish. Parrish takes it to the right wing, still with the dribble. Man-to-man defense by South Shelby as Parrish takes it to the basket. Missed it, but drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Wigman. So Hannah Wigman picks up her first foul. And it was a shooting foul. So Kennedy Parrish will be at the line to shoot two shots. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. First point for Kennedy Parrish. And it's 3-1. South Shelby the lead. Next shot on the way. Yeah, got them both. 2 points for Parrish. As Patterson brings it across the timeline. This is the Gaines on the right wing to Patterson. Back to Gaines. Gaines will try a three. Bullseye! Kayla Gaines gets a three. Here comes Parrish. Gives it to Miley Miller in the left corner. To Parrish in the left corner. Parrish across the free throw line to Brianna Miller on the right wing. Skips it to the left wing to Miley Miller. To Parrish at the top of the key. Brianna Miller between the two circles to Parrish on the left side of the circle. Parrish across the free throw line. Tried to get it out in the corner to Miley Miller. Knocked out of bounds. As Moses Williams checks out, Wigman checks out. As in the ball game will come Callie McWilliams for one. Also, Cameron Mitchell will check in. An inbound pass stolen away. It was stolen away by McWilliams when she double dribbled. So it comes back to Knox County. 6-2, South Shelby with the lead. Abigail Becker will inbound underneath her own basket. Becker looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Parrish. And it goes off of a South Shelby Lady Bird knee. And Kennedy Parrish will inbound underneath her own basket as Parrish gets the ball out to Brianna Miller on the right wing. As Brianna puts up the shot offside the glass, no good. And off the rebound comes Patterson. Patterson in a hurry. Three ball on a way. Bullseye. That was by Cameron Mitchell. And it's 9-2. South Shelby's the lead. Here comes Kennedy Parrish across the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing. Tried to dump it off to Miley Miller. It's stolen away by Mitchell. Mitchell kicks the ball back out. Now Patterson for three. Bullseye. And to Patterson. Makes it 12-2. Brianna Miller to Kennedy Parrish. Parrish will bring it across the timeline. And now James Dent wants a timeout. Exactly 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. It's South Shelby 12 and Knox County 2. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
For all your do-it-yourself lumber projects, come by Cargo Lumber outside Novelty, Missouri. Here we provide all different kinds of quality lumber for your handcrafted projects. With ash lumber being one of our favorites, it glues, it stains, and finishes quite well. So when you're looking for the best lumber to build your woodworking projects, check out our stock of ash lumber and all of our other species that Cardwell Lumber has available. Cardwell Lumber, quality that keeps staying through three generations.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in eight Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Abigail Becker will inbound in front of the scorer's table. Gets it in to Srag. To Brianna Miller. Give and go back to Srag. Put up a shot. No good. And rebound came off to Charlie Roush. And then she had to go out with her hands out of bounds. So Kennedy Parrish will inbound to Srag. And Srag tried to get it back to Parrish. Stolen away by Patterson. Patterson across the timeline, gets it inside to Roush, puts up a shot, no good. That was Charlie Roush, and Becker off the rebound to Kennedy Parrish. It's Parrish, will bring it across the timeline. Parrish to the right wing. Sees an old knee, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, it goes down, it counts, and she's fouled. Let's see the foul's going to be on. Okay, it's going to be on Callie McWilliams, that's her first, and Kennedy Parrish has all four Knox County points. Trying to complete the three-point play shot. Up, no good. And off of the rebound comes Cameron Mitchell. Mitchell gives the ball up, a three-pointer, bullseye. That's Hannah Game. Full court pressure by South Shelby. 15-4, Lady Birds on top. Miley Miller gives it to Srag on the left wing. Srag back to Kennedy Parrish. Out to Brianna Miller for three out of the corner. Bullseye! Brianna Miller nails a three, 15-7. With the basketball, McWilliams. Now they go inside. Shot put up by Charlie Roush. 2 points for Charlie Roush. Now the inbound pass is mishandled by Miley Miller. It'll be South Shelby basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. As the three on the way, no good. Fight for the rebound, and out with it kept Savannah Srag to Brianna Miller. Miller will bring it across the timeline. Gives it up to Parrish on the left wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Parrish still with the dribble. Bounce pass to Miley Miller. Cut off on the right baseline. Parrish gives it to Srag for three. No good. Becker off the rebound. Now Brianna Miller with the three. No good. Becker with the rebound. Her put back just a little bit short. Charlie Roush with the rebound. Gives it to McWilliams. McWilliams takes it down the lane, puts up the shot, missed it. They drew the foul. And the foul's going to be on Abigail Becker, I think, and it will be. So that's the second on Abigail Becker. And at the line, Callie McWilliams, first shot up, got it. First point of the ball game. That's McWilliams. Second free throw on the way. Pinball's in there, no good. And Mosey Williams with a rebound. Three-pointer put up out of the left corner by Kayla Gaines, no good. And Parrish off the rebound. Miley Miller. It's Miley Miller. Whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Kayla Gaines. So Kayla Gaines picks up her first foul. 14 foul against Al Shelby. Brianna Miller tried to get it to Miley Miller, does put up the shot, and Mosey Williams comes off the rebound and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Briston Miller. So Briston Miller picks up her first foul. Abigail Becker sets on the bench. McWilliams across the timeline. Gets the ball to Hammond Gain. Now McWilliams top of the key back to Hammond Gain. Three-pointer out of the corner is no good. But McWilliams off the rebound. Now three-pointer top of the key, no good. And Kayla Gaines comes off the rebound. To McWilliams on the right wing. McWilliams running 15 putter and got it. Kelly McWilliams with 3 points. Adam Miller gets Placer, gets it to Miley Miller. As Miller tries to dribble through a double team, lost the ball. McWilliams picks it up. Takes it against Perry. Picks up some shot. Missed it. And the foul's going to be on Kennedy Perry. So Kennedy Perry picks up her first foul. And to the line will go Callie McWilliams. She has three, looking for four. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 4 points for Callie McWilliams. As back in the ball game will come Belle Roush. 55 seconds left to play in the first quarter. McWilliams, second free throw on the way, got them both. 5 points for Callie McWilliams. 22-7, South Shelby with the lead. It's Kennedy Perry. Brings it across the timeline, dribbles between the two circles, man-to-man defense by South Shelby. Perry tried to inbound to Driston Miller, stolen away by Mosey Williams. Gets it ahead to McWilliams. Kicks it back out to Gaines, top of the key for three, bullseye. 6 points for Kayla Gaines. 25-7, South Shelby with the lead. Kennedy Perry will bring it across the timeline. Parrish, guarded by Belle Roush, lost the ball, picks it up, gives it to McWilliams. McWilliams, 5-10-footer, got it. 7 points for Callie McWilliams. Here comes Miley Miller, and Miller lost the dribble, goes out of bounds, and it'll be South Shelby basketball, but that's in the first quarter with the score, South Shelby 27. Knox County 7, back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 34th Annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. As we start the second quarter, Hannah Wigman with the basketball gives it to Patterson. Patterson to Roush on the left wing, to Patterson, top of the key. To Wigman, O.C. Williams on the right side of the circle. To Roush, now Patterson, takes it down the right lane, lays it up, got it. Miranda Patterson with 5 points. Placer by South Shelby. We had a Miller to Miley Miller. It's to Kennedy Parrish, and Parrish guarded by Patterson. Picks up the dribble. Looks for somebody. Finds Miranda Miller top of the key. Gives it to Schrag. Schrag will try a 15-footer, missed it. And Mosey Williams comes off the rebound to Patterson. Patterson kicks it out to Roush on the left wing. Skips it to the right wing to Wigman. Now Mosey Williams right side of the circle. Under to Wigman, will try three out of the right corner, no good. And Kennedy Parrish off the rebound. Parrish will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Gets it out to Miley Miller, top of the key, now Schrag between the two circles to Kennedy Parrish on the right wing. Gives it to Schrag. Schrag will take it to the hoop, puts up a shot blocked by Mosey Williams. He gets it to Patterson. Patterson to Roush. Now he gets underneath to Charlie Roush. Puts it up. Got it. 4 points to Charlie Roush. Miley Miller across the timeline. Takes it to the right wing. And Bell Roush almost stole it away, but picked up by Patterson. Patterson will pull up on the left baseline and kicks it out to Bell Roush. It'll go be over and back, I think. Yep. I think Bell Roush thought that Patterson was probably going to take the shot. She was headed for the basket for the rebound. So it'll be Knox County basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. Abigail Becker back in the ball game. Gets it in to Parrish on the right wing. It's Parrish. Dribble one off his feet. Picked up by Bell Roush. Gets it to Charlie Roush. Puts it up. Got it. 6 points for Charlie Roush. Kennedy Parrish will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Brianna Miller on the left wing. Pass inside, right to Mosey Williams. Gives it to Wigman on the right wing. Wigman bounce pass to Bell Roush. Now Patterson has it on the left wing. Bell Roush, top of the key. To Patterson on the left wing, beyond the arc. Bell Roush, top of the key. As Roush gives it back to Patterson, bounce pass inside to Charlie Roush. 3 second violation against Charlie Roush. In there too long. 5:23 left to play in the first half. 33-7. South Shelby the lead. Here comes Miley Miller to Kennedy Parrish. Parrish back to Miller on the right wing. In the right corner, Brianna Miller. Brianna tried to force it inside to Becker. By the way, but Brianna Miller had her shot blocked. And Patterson gives it to Wigman. Wigman to Bell Roush. Now Patterson will try a three. Missed it. And Mosey Williams off the rebound. Kicks it out to Wigman. To Bell Roush. To Charlie Roush. Now Mosey Miller from 10. No good. And Miley Miller off the rebound. Flies down the far sideline. Had the ball slapped out of the hands and out of bounds. So it'll be Knox County basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Kylie Gaines checks in, McWilliams checks back in. Also, Hannah Gaines checks back in. As Miley Miller off the baseline. Says a shot, that was Schrag. And Kylie McWilliams off the rebound. McWilliams raises it across the timeline. Gets it to Mitchell. Now back to McWilliams for three. From the top of the key, no good. Rebound put back in by Bell Roush, no good. And Abigail Becker off the rebound. Bad pass stolen away by Hannah Gaines. Now shot put up by Gaines, and Gaines has five. 35-7. South Shelby the lead. Miley Miller with the basketball. 4 minutes left to play in the first half. As now James Dent wants a timeout. 3:54 left to play in the first half. South Shelby 35, Knox County 7, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
35-7, South Shelby ladies leading Knox County ladies. 3:54 left to play in the first half. As Abigail Becker will inbound to Miley Miller. Miley, still with a dribble between the two circles. Puts it on the floor and double dribble. I was trying to guess whether she could dribble or not. Well, she answered my question. She couldn't. So McWilliams will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Hannah Gaines on the left wing. Now Kaylee Gaines to McWilliams. To Hannah Gaines for three. Bullseye. 8 points for Hannah Gaines. 38-7. Brianna Miller has it on the right wing. Miller, ball high to her head. Gets it inside to Sreg. Sreg lost it and is stolen away by Hannah Gaines. Hannah Gaines to Kayla Gaines for three. No good off the right wing. And Brianna Miller comes off the rebound. Brianna across the timeline. Goes up between the two circles. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Hands the ball off to Kennedy Perry. That give and go or pick and roll back to Brianna Miller. Throws up the shot, missed it. And off the rebound comes Cameron Mitchell. Kayla Gaines for three. No good. Hannah Gaines gets it. Gets it to Summer Hunold. Now his shot put up inside. No good. And Brianna Miller comes off the rebound to Kennedy Perry. Perry gets it to Brianna Miller at the dotted line. Kicks it out in the corner for Miley Miller for three. Throws an air ball. And off the rebound, Hunold gets it to McWilliams. To Hannah Gaines on the left wing. Hannah Gaines gets it. Left side of the circle to Kaylee. Tries a three. No good. Rebound tipped around. And Hunold gets the rebound. Puts it up and in. Summer Hunold with 2 points. Less than 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Miley Miller has it between the two circles to Kennedy Parrish. Parrish picks up the dribble at the top of the key. Hands it off to Savannah Sreg. And Sreg takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, but drew the foul. Clock stopped with 1:39 left to play in the first half. The foul's going to be on McWilliams. Callie McWilliams picks up her second. Savannah Sreg looks for her first points of the ball game. First shot up, left it a little bit short. So 40-7 as Briston Miller will check in. Abigail Becker will check out. So Savannah Sreg with her second free throw. Shot up, got it. 1 point, Savannah Sreg. 40-8 is what it should be. As with the basketball, shot put up an air ball. Hunold comes away with it. Now Hunold's going to try a three on the way, no good. And Briston Miller off the rebound. Falls down, but somehow gets it to Sreg. Sreg will bring it across the timeline. And Sreg to the right wing. And the ball's kicked out of bounds. I'm thinking I saw a number 11. Maybe I didn't. As McWilliams to the top of the key. Gets it inside to Mitchell. Now shots put up. No good by the mystery 11 that I knew I saw. Let me see if I can find an 11, and I can't. So what else is new? Brianna Miller with the basketball. Gets it down to Kennedy Parrish on the right wing. Parrish gets it back out to Miley Miller. Is she inside the arc on the right wing? Now Parrish on the right wing. Across the free throw line, gets it out to Sreg. Right from Sreg's hand and out of bounds. As Nancy Williams checks in, also Wigman will check back in. Williams and Mitchell both check out. 31 seconds left to play in the first half. Wigman at the top of the key. As Wigman gives it to Mosey Miller at the free throw line. Now three on the way by Hannah Gaines. No good. Sreg comes off the rebound. Gets it to Miley Miller. Ahead to Brianna. She'll step into a three. Pinballs in and out. No good. Wigman comes off the rebound. Down low it goes to Hunold. Puts the shot up, blocked. And that's into the first half with the score. South Shelby 40 and Knox County 8. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank who can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Have you been hospitalized, been given new medications or medical diagnosis that you need assistance with? Home health care might be right for you. Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency in Edina, Missouri, continues to offer skilled nursing, physical therapy, and occupational therapy services in the home and accepts not only Medicare and Medicaid, but many forms of private insurance. We're a small-town agency serving Knox County residents only. Not only do we want your business, we need it. Serving your friends and neighbors for over 40 years, call us today at 660-397-3396 and be well, Knox County.
Welcome back, everybody. 34th Annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're at halftime of this first-round girls' game, and South Shelby, the number one seed, leading number eight seed, Knox County 40-8. And let's take a look at the scoring. First four, South Shelby, Miranda Patterson with 5 points, Bell Roberts with two, Callie McWilliams with seven, Summer Hunolt with two, Taylor Gaines with six, Cameron Mitchell with 3 points, Millie Mosey Williams with one, Anna Gaines with eight, and Charlie Roush with six. For Knox County, Brianna Miller with 3 points, Savannah Sragg with one, and Kennedy Parrish with four. South Shelby led 27-7 after one quarter. South Shelby outscored Knox in the second quarter 13-1, and Lady Bird lead here at halftime 40-8. Back with more in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
April 15th may have come and gone, but it's always tax season here at my office on West Lafayette Street in Edina. Hi, I'm Bobby Clark, certified public accountant, and I'm available year-round to help you with your tax planning, payroll, and accounting needs. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 to set up an appointment, or visit my website at bobbyclark.com to set up your client portal today.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
April 15th may have come and gone, but it's always tax season here at my office on West Lafayette Street in Edina. Hi, I'm Bobby Clark, certified public accountant, and I'm available year-round to help you with your tax planning, payroll, and accounting needs. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 to set up an appointment, or visit my website at bobbyclark.com to set up your client portal today.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Hi, Janie here, and we at Cardwell Lumber Outside Novelty believe in providing good quality lumber at a price you can afford. We specialize in a variety of styles of lumber. Kiln-dried lumber, plywood, and hardwood flooring is just a few of the many options we offer at unbeatable prices. No order is too small or too big. Come by anytime, Monday through Friday, to see firsthand how we can make your new project look magnificent. For more information, check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com. That's Cardwell Lumber, Novelty, Missouri. Quality that keeps staying through three generations.
And welcome back, everybody, to North Shelby High School, 34th Annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're at halftime of this girls' second girls' game of the night, and South Shelby leading Knox County 40-8. And I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Knox County Lady Eagle Basketball. I'm your sports leader from Northeast Missouri, Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. First game of the evening, it was a girls' first round game, and Schuyler County wins their 13th game of the year by defeating Scotland County 65-35. Schuyler County led in scoring by Ashland Laws with 11 points, Stacey Morris with 11, and Kate Hatfield with 24. Scotland County led by Quinn Hamlin with 14 points. Schuyler County led 14-8 after one quarter. Schuyler outscored Scotland 23-11 in the second quarter, and the Lady Rams led 37-19 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler again outscored Scotland 12-5. Schuyler led 49-24 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Schuyler outscored Scotland 16-11. Schuyler ladies win at 65-35. Schuyler County improves to 13-1, while Scotland County 4-8. Second game of the evening, it was the boys' first round game, and Schuyler County wins their 11th game of the year by defeating Scotland County 58-51. Schuyler County led the scoring to Elliott Sevitz with 13 points, Kale Wendy with 19, while Scotland County led by Callum Hamlin with 12 points, Vince Dale with 16. Schuyler County led 9-7 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Schuyler 13-10 in the second quarter. Tigers led 20-19 at the half. In the third quarter, Schuyler outscored Scotland 24-15. Schuyler led 43-35 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Scotland outscoring Schuyler 16-11. But Schuyler County wins at 58-51. Schuyler County improves to 11-3, while Scotland County 2-10. And I'll be back with the third quarter in 1 minute. This is KMN Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody. 34th Annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. As we are just about set to start the second half, South Shelby girls on the floor. Knox County girls have yet to make an appearance here to start the second half. That's Scotland County. 30 seconds to go before the buzzer in their ball game, and that's when they came back. So with Knox County with 6 girls, you give them all the rest that you can because South Shelby has run them up and down the floor in this first half. As we are still waiting, the Knox County ladies, and I'm sure they'll somebody has gone to tell them it's time to start. There they come. Yep, about 30 seconds as they'll get to the bench. Maybe take a drink of water. And they're going to be ready to go. So the starters are going to come back. With James Dan, I say, who's the starters? He said, everybody but Briston, or the top five. Briston in the program's listed number six. But Briston and Abigail Becker kind of take turns. And speaking of Abigail, she's inbound to start the third quarter. Inbound to Miley Miller. As Miller gets the ball to Perry on the right wing. Swag, top of the key. As Swag will take it down the lane. Now fans back out in the right corner. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Bad pass taken away by Mosey Williams. Ball's loose. A scrum on the floor. Finally picked up by Bell Rowers. To Patterson. Patterson. Kayla Gaines on the right wing. To Patterson. Wigman on the left wing. Inside to Bell Rowers. Off glass, got it. 4 points for Bell Rowers. Miley Miller across the timeline. Hands it off to Perry. Perry at the top of the key. Guarded by Wigman. Looks for, tried to head it off to Srag. Knocked out of her hand. Picked up by Perry. Now still on the right wing. Tried to get it into Becker. Stole away by Mosey Williams. And gives it to Wigman. Back to Mosey Williams. Now Patterson. Kaylee Gaines gets it inside. As now back to Patterson. Three-pointer. Bullseye. That was downtown Shelbyville. So now, Miley Miller tried to dribble through a double team, lost the handle on the basketball, and it's punched out of bounds by Kennedy Parrish. So Hannah Wigman will inbound to Patterson. Patterson brings it across the timeline. Gaines on the right wing. Williams fights out of the circle inside to Bell Rouse. Puts it up and got it. 6 points for Bell Rouse. Miley Miller across the timeline. Perry top of the key. Drag on the right wing. To Perry. To Brianna Miller. And Perry is tied up by Bell Rouse. Alternating possession. Comes back to South Shelby. So Wigman will inbound to Patterson. Patterson brings it across the timeline. Finds Wigman on the left wing to Patterson, to the right wing to Gaines. Back to Patterson. Mosey Williams on the right side of the circle. Now Gaines for three. No good. Wigman comes off the rebound. Patterson will try a three off the left wing. No good. Ball loose on the floor. Brianna Miller, and she's tied up by Bell Rouse. Alternating possession comes back to Knox County. So inbounds pass comes to Miley Miller. Miley will bring it across the timeline to Srag in the right wing in the right corner. Becker, long, three on the way, no good. And Wigman off the rebound. Just to Patterson, ahead to Gaines. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound Bell Rouse to Wigman. Patterson, top of the key. To Wigman, inside Bell Rouse. Patterson for three, no good. Gaines comes off the rebound, fans out to the right wing. Patterson, left side of the circle. Now Wigman will try a three, no good. And Mosey Williams, I thought she took the ball out of bounds, but evidently Abigail Becker did. No, Mosey Williams, Knox County got the basketball, as Miley Miller. This rag. Now Brianna Miller on the left wing. Inside to Becker. Parrish from the free throw line. No good. And Mosey Williams off the rebound. Gets it to Bell Rouse. To Patterson. Patterson kicks it out to Wigman in the left corner. Now dribbles the left wing to Patterson. Gets it inside. Bell Rouse off glass. Missed it. And Brianna Miller off the rebound. To Parrish. Now Miley Miller. To Brianna Miller on the left wing. Miley Miller, Srag on the right wing. Miley Miller, Brianna Miller on the left wing. Skips it to the right wing to Srag. Srag to Miley Miller. Now, we had a long three on the way off the left wing, no good. And Bell Rouse comes off the rebound. Wigman underneath it goes to Rosie Williams, missed it. Wide open layup, and off the rebound, Kennedy Perry. To Miley Miller, to Brianna on the left wing. Miley to Brianna. Back to Miley, top of the key. Shrag on the right wing. To Miley Miller to Brianna Miller. Skips it back across to the right wing. To Shrag inside to Perry. Perry gives it out to Shrag on the right wing. Miley Miller to Brianna on the left wing. Back to Miley. Miley to Shrag. Back to Miley Miller, top of the key to Brianna. Brianna running 10-footer, got it. 5 points, Brianna Miller, 47-10. As South Shelby with the lead in the basketball. Patterson to Kaylee Gaines, inside to Bell Rouse, tried to put up a shot. Lost the handle on the basketball, goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball as McWilliams checks back in and Hannah Gaines checks in. For the Lady Birds. Miley Miller will bring it across the timeline to Brianna Miller on the deep left wing. Out pops Shrag between the two circles. Back to Miley Miller on the right wing. Miley to Brianna. Brianna scoops up a shot. No good under around Mosey Williams. Mosey Williams off the rebound. To Bell Roush. To Patterson. Patterson gets it top of the key. Inside to Bell Rouse. Missed the shot. Mosey Williams, the rebound, puts up the shot. No good. Gets it back. Tries it again. No good. Bell Rouse tries it again. No good. And the loose ball is picked up by Savannah Shrag. Shrag will bring it across the timeline. Pulls up top of the key to Brianna Miller on the left wing. Brianna Miller skips it over to Miley Miller, stolen away by Patterson, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Miley Miller. So Miley Miller picks up her second personal foul. 2:16 left to play in the third quarter. Now James Dent wants a timeout. 2:16 left to play in the third quarter. South Shelby 47, Knox County 10, back in 60 seconds. This is KMEN Sports.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
Welcome back, everybody, to the North Shelby Tournament. As Hannah Gaines will inbound underneath on basket. McWilliams for three, no good out of the right corner. And off the rebound, Huno to McWilliams. McWilliams running 10-footer, got it. 9 points for Callie McWilliams. 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Miley Miller gives it a Shrag on the right wing. Shrag to the free throw line, off the dribble, picked up by Huno. They get it ahead to Hannah Gaines, puts up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Brianna Miller. First foul on Brianna Miller, and Hannah Gaines will go to the line. She'll shoot 2 shots. She has 8, looking for 9. First shot by Hannah Gaines. Got it. 9 points for Hannah Gaines. 50-10. South Shelby with the lead. Gaines, second free throw, got it. 10 points for Hannah Gaines. 51-10. South Shelby with the lead. Here comes Miley Miller for Knox County to the top of the key. Bounce pass to Perry. Takes it to the hoop. Puts up the shot and missed it. And McWilliams off the rebound. Race is down the far sideline. Gets it out of the corner to Hunold. Tried to force it inside to Charlie Rouse. And it's battled away and stolen away by Knox County. Srag has the basketball, which somebody stole it to, and throws it right to the official. He was looking for Parrish, and I think Kennedy stopped, and Savannah just stood right to the official. Hannigan gets to the Hunold from the left corner to Hannigan. They kick it over to Mitchell on the right wing. Now Hannigan will try a three, no good, and Miley Miller comes off the rebound. Miley Miller will bring it across the timeline. Top the key to Brianna Miller on the left wing. Little to the top of the key. As Brianna looks for somebody, gives it to Strag. Strag at the timeline in the double team. Looks for somebody. And James Kent calls a timeout with 38 seconds left to play in the third quarter. South Shelby 51, Knox County 10, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 South in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 South in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
And looking back, everybody, at North Shelby High School, Cameron Mitchell. Under the basket, just scored her fifth point of the game. Make it 53-10. Parrish gives it to Srag on the left wing. Brianna Miller in the left corner. Miller still with the dribble. Inside the arc. Now takes it to the dotted line. Throws up the shot. No good. And that's into the third quarter with the score. South Shelby 53. Knox County 10. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hi, I'm Lori Mutz-Claire with the Knox County Health Department in Edina, Missouri. I want to take this time to remind you that public health is at work in all aspects of your community, even when you don't see it. Inspections of local food, lodging, and daycare establishments occur every day. Vaccine for individuals across the lifespan are warding off communicable diseases. The safety of water and sewer systems are being assured. And health education regarding physical and mental health are ongoing. If you live, work, or run a business in Knox County and you would like more information, call me at 660-397-3396. And be well, Knox County.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back in North Shelby. 8 minutes left to play in this ball game. South Shelby leading Knox 53-10. And Knox, South Shelby the basketball, Charlie Rouse. To Hunold the right corner to Hannah Gaines. Inside to Charlie Rouse. Turns off glass, no good. And Abigail Becker off the rebound. To Kennedy Parrish. Parrish will bring it across the timeline. Bounce past the Srag on the right wing. Try to get inside to Parrish. Battled away. Picked up by Srag. Put up a shot. No good. Rebound slapped out of bounds. And last touch by South Shelby. So Kennedy Parrish will inbound. Underneath her own basket. Gets it to Miley Miller. 15-footer on the way. No good. Parrish off the rebound. Parrish puts the shot up. Got it. 6 points for Kennedy Parrish. Here comes McWilliams in a hurry. Gets it to Hannah Gaines on the right wing. McWilliams top of the key. Mitchell, gets it in to Charlie Roush, put up a shot, missed it, and Abigail Becker off the rebound. To Brianna Miller, now Miley Miller. As Miley Miller into the left side of the circle, throws up a shot, it was blocked, or I thought it was. Evidently, she lost the handle. So it'll be South Shelby basketball. As that mystery number 11 checks in. And also, on this L 44, that's well, Charlie Roush is still in there, 34, with Hannah Gaines. McWilliams to Charlie Roush at the free throw line. Gets it back out to Mitchell. Now running 15-footer by McWilliams, no good. Runs down her own rebound to the number 11. Throws up the shot, missed it. And Parrish off the rebound. Takes it inbounds right to Brianna Miller, to Miley Miller. Miley brings it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble, looks for somebody to throw it to. Now it's passed to Brianna Miller. Brianna takes it to the hoop, lays it up and got it. 7 points, Brianna Miller. 53-14. South Shelby is the lead in the basketball. Number 11 takes a three-pointer, throws up an air ball, and Brianna Miller comes away with it. To Miley Miller. As Miley has it between the two circles, takes it to the right wing, bounce past to Sragg on the right wing. Sragg dumps it off to Parrish. She'll try a three, hits the side of the glass, and South Shelby will have the basketball. 5 minutes left to play in the ballgame. 53-14. Lady Birds on top. As number 35. We don't have a 35 either. McWilliams top of the key. They get it inside to Charlie Roush. Turns, puts it off the heel of the rim. No good. And Abigail Becker off the rebound. Brianna Miller to Miley Miller. Miley takes it to the left wing. Brianna top of the key. Anna Miller takes it, a running five-footer, no good, gets her own rebound, put back, no good. How'd she do the foul? As the foul's going to be on Charlie Roush, I think. Yes, it will. So Charlie Roush picks up her first foul. Brianna Miller was 7, looking for 8. Shot up, missed it. 4:19 and counting left to play in the ballgame. Now, Briston Miller will check in, and Abigail Becker will check out for the Lady Eagles. Brianna Miller, again, looking for her 8th point. Josh up, got it. 8 points, Brianna Miller. McWilliams across the timeline. To the top of the key, bounce pass to the inside to Charlie Roush. Would have been shot, missed it, got her own rebound. And kick it back out to Hannah Gaines. Now McWilliams drives into the paint, puts up the shot, up an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be South Shelby basketball. Hannah Gaines will try a three-pointer out of the right corner. No good. And that number 11 got the rebound. Hannah Gaines will try a three from the top of the key. No good. And McWilliams off the rebound. Tried to get it to a high post, batted away by Sragg, and picked up by Parrish. Parrish bounced past to Brianna Miller. It's Brianna takes the right block off. Last got it. 10 points, Brianna Miller, 53-17. South Shelby with the lead. McWilliams gets the ball to number 11 on the left wing, left side of the circle, McWilliams, Anna Gaines. To the high post to get inside to Charlie Roush, puts it off, puts it over the lip of the rim, good. 8 points for Charlie Roush. 2.5 minutes left to play. Miley Miller hands it to Brianna Miller, and Brianna dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it inside to Parrish, off glass, missed the layup, and Charlie Roush off the rebound. To McWilliams. McWilliams pulls up on the right wing. To the high post, inside Charlie Roush, off glass, got it. 10 points for Charlie Roush. 57-17, 2 minutes left to play in the ball game. Miley Miller, give and go back to Brianna from the dotted line. Back to Miley. Parrish to Miley. Miley Miller. A couple of dribbles to Brianna. She'll try a three on the way. Airballed it. And it'll be South Shelby basketball's Abigail Becker will check in. Miss Kristen Miller will sit down. Three-pointer by McWilliams Bullseye. She has 12 points. Miley Miller takes the left wing, now the top of the key. And off the ball to McWilliams. She gets the ball ahead. Shot's put up. It's good. That was by Hannah Gaines. She has 12. 1 minute left to play. Parrish had the basketball. Now it's scooped up by Hannah Gaines with a left hand. Got it. 14 points for Hannah Gaines. 64-17. South Shelby with the lead. Miley Miller will bring it across the timeline to Brianna Miller. Now Miller loses the handle on the basketball. Taken by 35. Lays it up. Got it. Down to 30 seconds. That's right. We'll bring it across the timeline and stolen away by Hannah Gaines to that pesky number 11. Now pesky 35 inside the Charlie Rouse sets up the shot blocked by Abigail Becker, and Becker just picked up her third foul. And at the line, Charlie Rouse, and she may not even get it off. Down to four, down to three, down to two. First one up, it's good. 11 points for Charlie Rouse, and that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, South Shelby 67, and Knox County 17. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Everything under one roof. Wouldn't that be great if you could shop that way for your agricultural needs? You can with Nutrien Ag Solutions, Bloomfield, Iowa. From seed to fertilizer, from crop protection to GPS precision, variable speed application, reliable, dependable. Call today at Nutrien Ag Solutions, your complete A to Z agronomic professionals at 641-664-1045. Nutrien Ag Solutions is your one-stop ag center.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
And welcome back, everybody, to the North Shelby Tournament, 34th annual North Shelby Tournament. It's the final. In this third game of the evening, South Shelby ladies win their 13th game of the year by defeating Knox County 67-17. Take a look at the scoring. First four South Shelby, Miranda Patterson with 8 points. Bell Rouse with 6. Kelly McWilliams with 12 points. Summer Hunold with 2. Kaylee Gaines with 6 points. Cameron Mitchell with 5. Millie Mosey Williams with 1 point. Hannah Gaines with 14. And Charlie Roush with 11. For Knox County, Brianna Miller with 10 points, Savannah Schreck with 1, and Kennedy Perry with 6. South Shelby jumped out 27-7 after one quarter, really never looked back as the Lady Birds outscored Knox 13-1 in the second quarter and led 40-8 at the half. In the third quarter, South Shelby outscored Knox 13-2 and led 53-10 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, South Shelby again outscored Knox 14-7, and South Shelby won it 67-17. South Shelby improves to 13-2, Knox County 0-11. First game of the evening, it was a girls' first-round game in Scotland County. Wins their 13th game of the year by defeating Scotland County 65-35. As Scotland County led his going by Ashland Laws with 11 points, J.C. Morris with 11. Kate Hatfield with 24. Scotland County led by Quinn Hamlin with 14. So Schuyler County improved to 13-1, while Scotland County 4-8. Second game of the evening as a boys' first-round game. Schuyler County wins their 11th game of the year by defeating Scotland County 58-51. Schuyler County led in scoring by Elliott 7th with 13. Kayla Lundy with 19. While Scotland County led by Callum Hamlin with 12 points, Vince Dale with 16. As Scotland County improves to 11-3, Scotland County 2-10. And again, the third game of the evening, it was all South Shelby as the Lady Birds defeat Knox County 67-17. And coming up, the final game, we won't have it for you. It's the boys' first round game, North Shelby. The third seed plays number 6, Marion County. So tomorrow night, we'll have one game for you. That's the 9 o'clock game. It's a 4-5 game, South Shelby and Knox County. You'll hear it right here on KMEM. For producer Hunter Sapp from the 34th Annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Tonight's game between the South Shelby Cardinals and the Knox County Eagles are sponsored by these fine sponsors: Bobby D. Clark, CPA in Edina, Cardwell Lumber, Citizens Bank of Edina, Eagles Nest in Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, The Farm Shop in Edina, Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, and Memphis, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, and Edina.